Well, your balance or your bill is this that you owe this. And, which is of his own, if he's paying it monthly, but you'd say, you owe this much and you pay this much and you owe this much still. That's the way they used to do. And when his store burned, he had people owing him $3,000 and he never got it.
Mm-hmm. And if you say the end of the month, the bill is?
So much, you just name
or
it.
Or is it due or?
It's what?
Is it due or what?
Yes, it's due at the end of the month always. Uh-huh. Unless it's 15th of the month, sometimes I came due on the 15th.
Suppose somebody would come to him and say, well, I can't pay you. Money is so
slow now, so low, so scarce. I just haven't got any money. He would generally put them off.
Did he ever say, well, just go to somebody else and what, the money?
Borrow the money.
Mm-hmm. And after they would pay the bill, suppose they got the money and paid the bill, did he ever give them something?
Gave them a receipt.
Did he ever give them anything to show his appreciation?
Oh, yes, sometimes he would.
What was that called?
That'll be a little bonus.
Just a bonus? Uh-huh. That's an interesting tradition. Apparently it's all gone.
Yeah, that's gone now.
Somebody never would spend a cent. You call him an old...
Yeah, sometimes give him a sack of meal, sometimes a sack of flour, and sometimes some fruit, and sometimes some meat, and then just different things.
Suppose somebody...
But he didn't allow us to come in there and get anything without we'd ask him.
I see. Suppose somebody has money, but he'll never spend it. Say he's an old...
Pauper. No, he's not a pauper. His pauper's poor. He's an old... I can't think of the word.
Is there ever calling an old tightwad? Or?
Well, they said tightwad, but they called something else. Well, the word I was trying to think of wasn't tightwad. I couldn't think of tight. It's not another word besides tightwad. They did say tightwad a lot, but that wasn't the word.
And you, if he took a lot of money in and just hoarded it, you'd say, well, he's an old...
He's a hoarder.
Mm-hmm.
H-O-A-R-D.
Miser.
And he's a...
Miser.
Miser. Mm-hmm. And a hoarder. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say that. Yeah. I had that thrown up at me in the library the other day.
Is that right? He told me that, he told me about that.
No, I said...
What was that man's name who stayed at your parents', at your husband's parents'?
Mr.
That's right. And I remember the advice he gave your husband. You said you'd taken that advice, and that's why you...
I give it up there. And those folks didn't more agree with me in the Jaybird. They said... I said, well, I think everybody ought to have a little bit ahead because you don't know what circumstances are going to come. My daddy had stock in the Bank of Oxford, though, and during the Depression, his father's under the government, for FDR put under the government control, and he lost all his stock. All the money that he put in stock, he lost it all and had to go pay the people that had accounts there. And a lot of people don't believe in putting any money in the bank. They believe in burying it or put it away. And my mother had an aunt and uncle that did that, and they buried it. Where that money is, nobody knows to this day. And they hid it. They buried it in the ground. And this Mr. drew three pensions. And of course, what pensions didn't pay much then. But he had some money in the Bank of Oxford. And they didn't know it was there, and they didn't let him know in time, or they didn't know it was there, didn't think about it being up there, and he went to the state, and that's what they said to me, why not spend it as long as you got it? I said, all right, that's what you want to do, just go ahead and do it, but that's not my philosophy.